played into 15 rookies on the roster? Was that something you expected coming into camp, or is it just how it played out?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. He just told me that. I didn't know that. I didn't really know it was 15. But, you know, it's obviously nothing we planned. It's just, you know, and I don't know if Pat told you guys, we talked about, because there were some, I mean, you can see there's some unorthodox, maybe too many guys in one position, but it's, we talked about it in our meeting the other day we want to keep the best 53, or what we consider the best 53, no matter what position. You know, if we have to go light at one position or heavy at another one, we're willing to do it. So I think it worked out that way, at least right now, and we'll see how it goes.
How does that affect you maybe week one, week two? I mean, we have to make more moves maybe?
You know what? It really doesn't affect us. Game practice is always the problem. You know, and that's when with the practice squad and everything else, that's where you get into it. And, you know, there's some pros and cons to whether you want the right guys, you know, have enough guys for practicing, or you say we're going to take the best players, and if an offensive lineman has to play some defense and scout team or something like that, that's what we're gonna have to do right now. So we just said let's go with the best players we can get, and we'll deal with the practice. But for a game, it's not gonna affect us any.
Did Trent's injuries play into?
No,
didn't play into running backs.
Nope. You know, as you know, there's we've talked about all of them at different times because one guy was hurt and the other guy was up. So you know, I think it's pretty safe to say that you guys know we like all of them, and you know, they all bring different things to the table. And Obi, you know, when he's had to play, which is last year, he had to play quite a bit and played well. So we like those guys, and so we just figured we'd keep them.
Tommy, you got a few guys on the 53 who have been banged up for a while. Do you plan on using that new IR designation at all?
Well, the guys that are IR right now, we can't. You have. If you know that they have to be on the, you can't get them back to week eight. If that's so, you know, that's no. These guys are all gonna be way. Well, hopefully, most of them we think are gonna be back first week, so we should be okay.
Tom, Pat said that Richardson's been doing a lot behind the scenes. Are you positive?
I watch him every day outside my window. So yeah.
How's he looking? Are you confident he's going to be up and running before too long here?
Yeah, you know, I'll let Pat talk about, you know, whether he's going to play, but he looks really good right now. I mean, he looks good.
Can you tell us what has he been doing behind the scenes?
You know what? I'm not sure where we go with it. He's been working out and has no setbacks whatsoever. That's all I can tell you. But he's doing well.
Do you feel any need to proceed with caution when he does get back because, you know, rookie, no preseason?
You know, it's like, what is the caution? Is it 5 carries, 6 carries, 10 carries, 15, 20? You know, I don't think anybody – there's not a book that you can say, all right, well, this guy hasn't played. He should only take 20, you know. So I don't – whether I would say we're going to sit there and he's going to touch the ball 50 times, I doubt that's going to happen. But, you know, so I think there'll be some. But, you know, hey, if he's ready to go, he's ready to go. And, you know, I know it's not the best situation where he hasn't played in the preseason. But, you know, he'll get – if he gets a whole week of practicing and – you know, that we'll see how he is.
Around a team with even a dozen rookies or something like this before?
I would have to look at that. I doubt it. Because most of the time you don't have that many picks, you know, and you're going to have one or two college free agents make it, but I think we had three, right? Yeah, three make it, three college free agents, and then we just had a lot of draft picks. So most of the time you just don't have that many picks. So, but it's – you know, I don't look at it as a negative at all. I mean, we like these guys.
Specifically about strong side linebacker, with James Michael Johnson, I'm not sure when he'll be ready. Fujita suspended. Is that a thin area?
Well, it's. I don't think it's a thin area. I mean, it's now that's a young area. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, I think that you guys know the guy we claimed, Tank Carter. All right, well, he add him to the mix, and it doesn't. I mean, obviously he's young. He's a rookie, but we like these guys. I mean, you know, we'll see how they play, but all these guys, we think they've performed well in the preseason, and they're going to have to play. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Now, he looked, you know, like he was really in a good amount of pain when he was going off the field, JMJ, the
yep.
other day. Can you give us any indication on how long you think he'll be in?
You know what? I guess to answer your question, the only thing I'm going to say is it's nothing serious. It's more of a – it's a pain thing. It's a, you know, ribbed, whatever, all that stuff. But it's just, you know, it's going to be a little while. But it's not something you're going to say, oh, it's a 3-week, a 4-week, a 2-week, 1 week. It's just going to be up in the air. We'll have to see how he goes. This one really is day to day. I mean, or however it is.
How do you feel about
how Gordon has played and, you know, given the different circumstances?
I think he's played well. You know, I think, trying to think when exactly it was. Maybe 2 weeks ago. Must have been before the Philly game, I guess. Before the Philly game that week, I think he was starting to get in better shape. He was picking things up, and you could just tell he just looked better. You know, he made some plays beforehand and stuff, but it was different. I think he just felt more comfortable, and he started looking like a real player out there. And I think he's done a good job.
Trepidation at all about trading the guy to your first team opponent?
No. I mean, in a perfect world, you're not, but, they 90% probably would have got him anyway. So, just the way things work. But no, it happens way more than you think. And, there's no game plan stuff to he doesn't have any information, so it's not that we're not too worried about that stuff.
Tom, can you talk about ultimately deciding that Colt McCoy was the better number two for you guys in Seneca Wallace?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm sure 100% he did. I didn't actually see his press conference after the last game, but I think you look at the last. Obviously, none of the quarterbacks played very well in the last preseason game. But until that point, I think Colt showed he played well. I think, and that there's nothing against Seneca. Seneca did a good job too, but it was just a point in the road where we had to make a decision whether and then how the whole thing would be put together. And if Thad's a young guy that we like, and if something happens in a year or 2 years, whatever, we like Thad and we'd like to keep him around. So it was just something that Pat and all of us discussed it, and it's Pat's call there, and he made it.
Is that something where you're pretty set going forward like that, or are you kind of open to whatever may come?
I think we're pretty set there. Yeah, I mean, I never say never, but yeah, right now I think we're pretty happy with the position.
You hearing anything on the Joe Hayden situation? What do you think something might break in that?
No, honestly, I couldn't tell you if I did, but we haven't. So I do not know that.
Is that a sign? I don't know.
I mean,
do you
hold forward? We think about all that stuff. I don't know. I really don't. And it's so we're just kind of, just like everybody else. We're just kind of waiting.
Is there any role
not that I know of.
That guys in off-season violations have to be determined prior to the regular season or not necessarily?
I don't think so, Tony, but I don't know that 100%.
What do you feel best about with this team?
I think it's apparent. I do like our defense, and I know it's been hit a little bit with injuries, and that's unfortunate because we, not that we don't feel this way now. Like I said, I like our defense, but I really liked our defense, when we had the full – and we're going to get them all back for the most part besides Gokong, but – I do like it. I think it's an aggressive defense that can run, and we got a bunch of DBs, and we kept a bunch of DBs, and I think you're going to need those guys down the road. And so I like our defense, and then offense. Obviously, we got playmakers. They got to. I know they have to prove it and all that stuff, but I think that's something we needed on offense, and we got some guys, and hopefully they can continue to improve.
What do you think is most improved on offense?
What or who?
What group?
Oh, I think it's everything. I mean, you're adding big-time running back. You're adding, in our opinion, a really good receiver in Josh. I think we're adding another receiver in Travis. So I think those two positions alone. And we got, and we like, obviously, like Wheaton. So if you got your quarterback, running back, and receiver, that's pretty good.
What do you like about Robertson and Fort? They're obviously going to be leaning on them here for early in the season.
Yeah, they're not 100% sure how that whole thing's going to work out now with, depending on what happens with JMJ. But we've been pleasantly surprised. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. We liked them, obviously, but they've done a good job. All those guys, Craig, we knew, we watched him in college, and we only had him for, 2 weeks last year, and we got to, and we knew he was a good athlete, but we never saw him hit anybody or any of that stuff. So he's been a really nice surprise, and he's going to play a lot for us, probably in our nickel stuff, especially, depending on what happens with Scott and all the things. But he's been good, and then LJ has played mostly Mike, just because DeQuell wasn't playing a whole lot, but now he's going to play a little. He's going to have to play Sam for us a little bit, and but hey, at least they played a lot in the preseason and they look pretty good. So we'll see when the lights come on how good they are.
There's a report out of Philly that you guys might be interested in AJ Feely.
Yeah, I have no idea where. I mean, AJ is one of my good friends, but I haven't talked to AJ in months, so I have no idea where that came from. Sorry.
You don't look upon having all those rookies as a negative. What's the best part of having all those rookies?
Not that veterans aren't, but I mean, these guys know, and I don't want to be callous, but they know if they're not performing, we can make changes real quick. And a veteran guy sometimes you know, that's probably less likely to happen. But these guys are enthusiastic. They're excited about playing, and you know, it's fun where when you get a bunch of older guys, it's just in practice. It's different. It is, and it's not you know, trying to be or trying to talk bad about older players, but it's just, hey, you know, it's tough sometimes to get out of bed every day and go out to practice for two and a half hours in the heat and all that. But and you see a bunch of young guys running around, and I think it invigorates the older guys we have. They see all this stuff, so it's just it's a different atmosphere when you get a young team.
Did you change at all through camp or the preseason? I mean, you had a, you know, what you thought about it going into camp?
I don't think so. I think, like we talked about a little bit, I think I was a little bit I was obviously happy about the way we least performed in the preseason with some of the injuries we had. You know, it's just on defense, and we took some blows. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It's and we lost some good players, and we're gonna lose it for at least a couple games. And but in preseason, you know, even DeQuell, when DeQuell didn't play, so we, you know, we had to go with some other guys and with some of the starters. So it's just it was good to see that we just didn't say, oh my gosh, we're in deep trouble, and it hasn't happened. So.
For this season to go in the way you want it, you know, I mean, is it Whedon has to play well?
I think Pat. Well, I guarantee Pat, because we've talked about it a million times. We can't turn the ball over. I mean, like we in preseason, we turned the ball over way too much, and that just can't happen. I mean, we might be a lot better, but nobody can overcome turnovers, and so I think that's a huge thing. And you know, I think defensively, if we can play anywhere near to where we just not letting teams score points, that's, and obviously score more points, that's going to be a huge thing. But I think defense, we should be okay. And but offense, we'll score some more points, but we can't turn the ball over. We just can't do it.
Yeah, Tom, you gave Evan Moore that extension last year. You probably expected more. Well, why do you think that didn't work out?
Well, it was way different circumstances, and we had way different personnel when we did that, and we just. And I like Evan a lot. I think he's got some value to a team. It's just we thought he was one of our guys that could make plays, and we didn't have a whole lot of them. Now we do. It was a situation where we didn't know, was he going to be active? Was he going to be inactive? Just with four tight ends, you're not going to have four tight ends active, especially if they don't play special teams. So it was a point where we just, if he's not going to be active, let's get a younger guy and keep somebody that is good, that we can play special teams, and that's really what it boiled down to.
Hey, Tom, how have your interactions been with Jimmy Haslam, the new owner, and do you expect major changes once he takes over?
I guess that's a two-part question. No, sorry. No, they've been great. They've been really good. I've talked to him quite a bit. They've been really good. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I guess you have to ask him. And but no, it's we've had great conversation. We've talked about a lot of things, and I've talked to him a couple times today, yesterday, just kind of letting him know what's going on. And he's I think you guys have talked to him. He's new at this. He's just kind of asking questions. He just wants to know how things go, and it's been fun talking to him about it, because it's almost like, you know, he's just day to day and just how we do certain things with practice squad, you know, this, and he just wants to know all about it. And he's, tell you what, he's been a really impressive guy, because he remembers a lot of stuff. And you know, we tell you, from the one time I talked to him, the next time I talked to him, he'll bring up the same stuff we talked about. So it's been fun.
Point to a guy and say, tell me all about him, somebody he might not know?
Yes, he has. He has. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I tell you what, his memory must be, I don't know, I'm not sure if you're talking about him probably, but his memory must be great, because we were standing on the field before our last game. We're talking about stuff, and guys were walking by without helmets and without jerseys on, and he knew who they were. That was amazing. It really was. I mean, he knew a lot of our players without their jersey numbers or anything. So it was impressive. But he does. You're right, Tony. He does. And it's really good. It's like, and he wanted to know, like, how we think about, you know, keeping, like we talk about receivers, you know, versus tight ends versus running backs. And he just wants to know. And I think he has a little bit of an idea from what happened in Pittsburgh. And then I think he's mentioned to you guys about, he's been going around a little bit to some other owners. And I think he's asking them about a little bit of stuff. So I think he just wants to know how. I think he's going to find out most teams do things a lot alike, but there's going to be differences, and I think that's good.
Ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, we think he's going to be fine, you know, and he looks good. Now we'll find out more this week. You know, we're not practicing tomorrow, so probably be what's today? So Sunday or Monday? But yeah, I mean, we think he's going to be, should be. I'm sorry.
I mean, Richardson. I mean, he's been out 4 weeks. Doesn't it usually take 2 weeks of practice after that length of time to play?
You know what, Tony? Normally, it's just now it's different. I mean, practices are just. There's no hitting, so it's like, I don't know what the practice does for you. I mean, we got one day of practice of hitting, and it's like, but I'm you know what I'm saying. It's running now. That's what it is. It's running and learning the plays. The one day of practice is, or one day of padded practice is a, even that is, it's different. Just, you know, and granted, you don't want people getting banged up, and we understand that. So I guess I'm just kind of making a long answer to your question, but the more it would be better, obviously, but I don't think it's a huge necessity.
Don't apply anymore?
I don't think so, because I mean, and you know, and I don't want to make too much of it. I mean, this kid's a little different cat now. I mean, he's ready to go pretty quick compared to some people I've been around. He's in shape wise, you're not gonna have to worry about that at all. He'll be able to do that, so it's just you know, in a perfect world, yeah, but I don't think it's a really big deal. I really don't.
When you see Ben Watson kind of standing around most of the preseason, the first thing that comes to mind for a lot of us is he okay with the concussions?
Yeah.
It's not that.
No, nothing to do with at all. No, and he's fine with that. And like I said, I think he's – and to be honest with you, it was nothing – it's the quad or hand, whatever it is. It's nothing serious, and he just we just want to be sure he's ready. You know, he's a very good player for us, and we want him ready for the first week.
What's your impression of Mitchell Schwartz been so far? I mean, did he struggle early? And have you
the
seen
first
him
first week, he did, but I will say, you know, like I think, I just want to. This is for Mitch, it's not for me. But I think the first day they called a penalty on him, it wasn't him; it was somebody else, and there was a mix up. So he looked worse than he actually played, but he didn't play great. I'm not gonna lie, he didn't play great. I do think he's gotten much better. He played. He really, even Philadelphia, he played pretty well. And you know, those guys can get after you rushing the pass. I mean, obviously, rush the passer, they can do that. And I do think he's getting more comfortable. You know, he's obviously playing on the right side, and he'll be fine. He's gonna help us. He's good.
In the preseason game against Philly, concern you going into
it wasn't good. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. But it was good players. I mean, Joe got beat. I mean, it wasn't a good game. I'm hoping I just throw that out. We're way better than that, and you know we'll be better than that.
You mentioned the practice.
You know, you don't hit in practice anymore.
Yeah.
But the fact he didn't get any preseason type games, is that a concern?
Yeah. I mean, like I told Tony, it's not the perfect world, but that's what we're dealt with, you know. And so would we rather have him take some reps? Yeah, it just didn't happen, you know. It's unfortunate, and so I don't know how to answer that. I guess it just we're obviously not real concerned about it. I mean, I guess we'll know next Sunday.
Get by that. You said he's a different kind of kid.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, just from a sometimes this time you'd worry about his conditioning or how, and the way what we've seen in the last couple of days. I'm not worried about that. So you know, would it be great to have him take a hit? Yeah, but you know.
In general, do you think that the lack of contact in practice and tackling affects tackling in games?
Tackling, yes, but that's always been a problem because even when you could hit every day, you normally didn't tackle guys to the ground just because you don't want to get your own guys hurt. So that's always been a huge problem, and defensive coaches hate it. I mean, it's just – it's – you know, we were so – like one time in Philadelphia we did it. We did actually in training camp here, I think we had a move the ball period where it was actually tackle the – and we did it in Philadelphia by my last maybe 2-3 years there where it would be a short period, but it was tackle the backs to the ground. And it was for the DBs, and it scared you to death. And But I don't recommend doing it just because you don't want to get anybody hurt. But if you don't do it, you never tackle anybody. And you get the preseason, that's it. So it's a fine line. You know, but everybody's dealing with the same thing. You know, DB's tackling and safety's tackling. It's just linebackers, they can tackle. I mean, that's not a big deal. But I will say this. It makes my, I guess, job easier because if a guy can't tackle in college, he's not tackling the NFL. It's just not happening because you're not going to ever practice it. And you just won't get better. You cannot get better, in my opinion, or much better.
Think you can expect from a Whedon? What do you, like a rookie quarterback with, again, it's not like he's walking into the Steelers like Roethlisberger did or whatever. You know, he's walking into it with a young team around. What is that?
And I think, you know, you guys know Branham. This guy, he's got his stuff together where I think he's going to be really good. And he knows he doesn't have to do everything himself. He doesn't have to go out and throw for 500 yards and 10 touchdowns. He doesn't have to do that. And, you know, we think we're starting to get better. And, like I said, if he doesn't turn the ball over and just, you know, we're not saying play scare or anything, but just, you know, just if you could take care of the football, we're going to be fine. You know, and, you know, I hate talking about last year, but, you know, we took care of the football for the most part on offense. And, you know, if you're going to be in most games if you don't turn the ball over. And so it's just, you know, that's everybody. That's not me. Actually, that's 31 other teams saying the same thing. If you turn the ball over, I think the stats are astronomical. If you have more turnovers than the other team, you're going to lose. And that's fact.
That was a knock against Whedon in college, pocket presence and all that.
Our opinion, it was not. I know that some people wrote that, but I don't think so at all, because this guy got blitzed more than – I mean, their offense is – obviously, they're throwing the football. I mean, they were throwing the football every play, and people were getting after him because they didn't have protection. And we thought he did a pretty good job with that. So I don't think that is an issue with him. It's – You got the two big ones are the ones you get hit and fumbled. That's the problem. The interception, yeah, the one to Greg, I mean, that's, you know, that's whatever. I don't think that's a big deal. But just, I'm saying, hanging on the football when he got hit twice, that can't happen. Those weren't big hits, and he's got to hang on the football.
But that's what I mean. Isn't that reflective in the film study of
him? No, I don't think he – you marked this. I don't know if he had any fumbles, to be honest with you. That's off the top of my head. Don't hold me to that. But I really don't think he did. So – to answer your question, no, that was not from film study. He did, okay.
You got all these rookies, and you got a rookie quarterback. I mean, there's so much that's new about this team. Are you just kind of curious as to what actually you will see come September 9th?
Yeah, but I mean, that really, we could have zero rookies and I'd be curious what we're going to see on Sunday. So, you know, it's this time of year, it's always like, you know, obviously we have high expectations. I mean, we think we're going to be all right, you know, but everybody's saying that, you know, but no, we really are. We're excited about the season. We're excited about the young players, but we are, and it's, I don't know. We just, we're looking forward to see what happens. You know, we really are.
Can you, on the ownership issue,
yeah.
Can you say, I mean, are you required, are you under, not orders, but instruction to inform him of every transaction?
No.
At this point?
No, not at all. And, you know, and it's funny, after the game, the other night I talked to Randy about the game, you know, so it's, I think he'll tell you, he's not, right now he's not the owner. I mean, he's the guy in waiting, but no, we're not. Do I talk to him about it stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's not.
No,
like,
it's not like,
right.
No, not like that at all. No. Now, even before we did I talk to him about stuff? Yeah, but no, it's never, he's never said one thing like, we should do that, you know, no, I don't want to go down that road, because he hasn't.
Before the Eagles game, I want to ask you about Phillip Hunt. You know he was here.
About who?
Phillip Hunt.
Oh, yeah. Well, we worked him out. I know he was here before I got here, but then we worked him out it was before they signed him. We actually worked the kid out and tried to sign him.
For the Eagles?
Yes.
Out of CFL?
Yes. We worked him out here. We tried to sign him, and I obviously went, you know. And, you know, I tell you what, if you're a defensive end and you're playing that wide nine, that's an intriguing place to go. And I can't blame the kid for going there.
When you were still with the Eagles, were you guys on to him then or no?
No.
Because he went right to the CFL from here.
Yeah. Yep, no, and to be honest with you, I don't even remember I don't remember looking at him when he was here. I just didn't. I don't know why, but I didn't. You know, well, was he here with Eric?
What?
Was he here with Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, the year before we got, because that's probably why I didn't look. He was probably a 3-4 linebacker at it, and I just probably didn't look at him, to be honest with you.
Do you find it challenging at all while you're going through this whole process to also – kind of keep your whole staff, you know, together when everybody's a little unsure about their future?
You know what? It really hasn't been hard. You know, maybe it should be harder. I don't know. It's just, you know, did we talk about it when it first happened? Yeah, we did. And it was, but it's like, hey, you know, it is what it is, and you know, we gotta do what we do, and you know, hopefully we're gonna be better, and hopefully we show, you know, that we know what we're doing, and Jimmy likes it. I don't know, you know, it's just, but you know, it's I don't know. You can drive yourself crazy thinking about that stuff, and you know, it is what it is. I can control what I do. I can't control what anybody thinks. It's just if we play well and the guys look good, then I guess we're all right. If we don't, then hey, but that's whether the new owner comes in or not. You know, I think that's we deal with that. Trust me, every year we deal with that stuff.
But even doing that with,
and we keep going back to the 15 rookies. I mean, doesn't that even make it more of a challenge to take that big step?
Yeah, you know, and actually some people, you know, and I think just kind of semi-joking some now, but they're like, well, aren't you worried about, you know, should you go out and sign all these veteran guys and make sure? And I'm like, you know what, could we? Yeah, but that's, you know, that's not fair to, you know, hey, we told Randy, we told everybody, we had a deal, and we were saying, hey, we're going to do things the right way, and, you know, hey, whatever happens, happens, you know, I'm not going to change what I would believe in and just go out and sign a bunch of veteran guys just because, you know, it's just, I could come bite me in the butt, I don't know, but it's just this way it is.
Back to your thinking on Josh Gordon.
It really didn't at all. Somebody asked me that the other day. Now, and to be honest with you, I don't think I knew. When was the supplemental draft? July? And the whole thing started, I didn't know about it. Now, after the actual draft, I can't remember. But so no, to answer your question, not at all.
Do you have any concerns about special teams? Was a horror show last year, and the last two games has been also.
Yeah, you know what, the last game, you don't worry about that one. That was when we knew everything. We were having people that aren't on this football team in that game at that time. But the first one was concerned just because of how it happened. Just it was a guy that's played special teams his whole career, and so. But it's just we have to be better. There's no doubt. But I think some of the guys, and that's where the young guys should help us more than in some places, just because they're good special teams players. I mean, they really are, especially those linebackers and D-backs. I think we got a chance to be, you know, a lot better. And, you know, really, I'm not going to lie to you, Betamosi, that's why he's here. I mean, Betamosi was a phenom in special teams this preseason, and that's why he's here. And so, obviously, we're trying to make sure that's taken care of.
Tom, does it mean anything to you? Here you are running the show over here. You know, you've got all these rookies. You put this team together in kind of a, you know, put your imprint on it, and the first game out of the gate is Philadelphia. Does that mean anything to you personally?
I don't know. It's you know, I obviously have very, very, you know, Andy's one of my best friends, and you know, I talk to him all the time, and I talk to him quite a bit, and it's, I don't know, we have a great relationship. We talk a lot about things, and you know, and it's nice. He thinks we're, in my opinion, the best compliment I get is if Andy says, hey, you guys are way better than what you guys were before, and you're a different team. And that makes you feel good when you hear stuff like from him. And trust me, Andy wouldn't say it just to say it. He would tell me how it is. If he thought we were doing something stupid, he'd tell me. And but no, besides that stuff, where I know, I mean, you know, it was unfortunate, you know, what happened to Garrett, his son. And, you know, I spent some time with him back in Philly, and you know, it's just to be around a guy like that for so long. It's just he's a great coach, and he's great. You know, in my opinion, he's one of the great coaches in the league, and he's really good at what he does. And it was funny, I was talking to Jeffrey Lurie about him at our last game, preseason game, and you know, it's Andy has a way about him where a lot of coaches I think don't have, when things go bad, somehow the players just trust he's going to get it right. And you know, last year they went 8-8, and but they won their last five games, and they were playing really good at the end. You know, it was amazing. They didn't get in the playoffs. It was nuts, because they might have won the Super Bowl, and that's how good they are. And he has a way to turn things around when things go bad, and the players, I mean, it's not just like him. They love him, and they love playing for him, and it's something – unless you're there and being around it every day, it's something I can't explain. But it's I don't know where I'm going with this, but he's it's just, besides meeting those guys, seeing those guys again, and just talking to them about stuff, because we talk on the phone and stuff, but it's different when you're around them and you get to spend some time with them. And I'll go out to dinner probably not Andy, but some other guys that I know there the night before and stuff like that. So that's always good.
Tom,